Let's talk to Andrew Marsh, the campaigns manager for Christian Concern. They've been following, I should imagine, the Ashes Bakery case, the Belfast Gay Cake Row, as it's known, with some interest. Andrew, thank you for your time this morning.
Good
morning to you. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I think this yesterday was a sad day for basic freedoms in our society and for the issue of wider tolerance, and a bad day for genuine diversity of viewpoints and how we can live alongside one another in a society where we do disagree on some quite important things.
Okay, so why do you feel it's a bad day? Do you support the bakers or those that wanted a cake with a message supporting gay marriage?
We support the bakers, and just to recap somewhat what's happened here, I mean, same-sex marriage isn't legal in Northern Ireland. I think the Legislative Assembly there has voted four times against it, and the time of this incident was just after the third time that they considered the issues and voted against it. And Mr. Lee, the customer, wanted a cake made to take to an event, and as you say, bearing the slogan support gay marriage. So a campaigning slogan in the context, and went to Ashes and requested this. And they, after consideration, decided that in good conscience, in light of their Christian faith, the family who own and run that business, in good conscience, they couldn't support that slogan. They couldn't be associated with promoting something which they believe is not right and not in the best interests of society. That's their viewpoint derived from the Bible and God's good pattern for society. And so they said, we can't in good conscience produce this cake. Mr. Lee was able to get the cake made somewhere else and took the cake along to the event. And I think that raises the wider issue of whether in a society we can tolerate a difference of viewpoints. And one of the things I think about this case is that many people will be shocked and uncomfortable with the apparently heavy-handed way that the law has been used to effectively to crush the conscience of this family and their business.
You talk, Andrew, about tolerance. The question I'm asking this morning, how can you claim to be a Christian if you're not tolerant of other people? These are people who happen to like each other, love each other. They're just people. How can you claim to be a Christian if you're not tolerant of other people?
Well, the issue here isn't the people involved in the sense that the customer...
Is it not?
Whether or not he identified as homosexual or heterosexual. The issue is the slogan that the cake bore about supporting gay marriage, and there are a whole...
No, it goes beyond that, Andrew. How can you claim to be a Christian if you're not tolerant of other people and their sexual preferences? Or it's not an offensive slogan, is it, support gay marriage?
It's a slogan that Christians would disagree with, who take the Bible seriously, because the person of Jesus Christ, the most compassionate person who's ever walked on earth, when he's asked on this question to do with divorce and marriage, he goes out of his way to reiterate that marriage is between one man and one woman. That's the good pattern that God gave.
So if you think Jesus was in a Belfast bakery and a bloke came in and said, "Look, will you do is that cake, Jesus?" Jesus would say, "No, go away."
I think Jesus, as Ashes are, they have a number of customers who are homosexual. They have, I believe, a staff member, well, at least one staff member is homosexual, and they welcome and appreciate those customers. But asked if they would promote something that they think is not in the best interest of society, of adults, of children, they are not prepared to do that because they don't think that they don't believe that to be a loving thing to do. And yes, I believe that Jesus, if he was in that situation, would not want to promote. In fact, he wants to challenge the notion that same-sex marriage is a good thing. And we don't need to speculate about that because Jesus, as I say, when he was asked a question in this area, he went out of his way to say that marriage is between a man and a woman. And Christians who take the Bible seriously hold that view, and many other people hold that view. We know that in the debate about same-sex marriage more widely in England and Wales and in Scotland, there have been a whole variety of different opinions expressed. And one of the issues here is whether we can cope with that as a society. So in this example...
Why do you feel we can't cope? Well, what's the danger to society of same-sex marriage?
Well, I mean, the specifics of...
Do you feel threatened by it?
I think it redefines fundamentally marriage for all of us. It redefines marriage for those who are already married. It says, really, that maleness and femaleness, if you like, are incidental to marriage. And a Christian understanding of marriage would see that a man and a woman have complementary things to bring to marriage. They complement one another, and they're important distinctions. We are equal, men and women, but a man and a woman bring their own distinct contributions to marriage, and marriage is historically understood, recognizes that. I mean, take the example of children. I believe it's important that wherever possible, children are given the opportunity to grow up with a mum and a dad. A mum and a dad bring together but distinct contributions to bringing up children.
So what about those homosexual people who want to show love to another person of the same sex? Are you saying Christianity should cast them into the wilderness? They don't have equal rights? Was Jesus not in favour of equal rights for people?
Well, I think these kind of debates very much depend what you mean by equal rights and what kind of rights you're talking about. So I think I'd prefer to talk about the dignity of people. All people are... All human beings are worthy of respect and of dignity because we're made in God's image and we're loved by him, we're precious in his sight, and it's precisely because he loves us that he gives us a good pattern. He wants humans, both as individuals...
So why does he give us gay people, then? Why does God give us gay people?
What do you mean by that?
Well, we've got gay people that are gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. You would accept they're the creation of God, wouldn't you?
Well, all of us are made in God's image. We're all created by him.
So a gay person's in God's image?
Yeah, but the Bible teaches that that's not all there is to say. The world is not as God's created it to be. All of us are flawed. In our daily experience, we know that. We don't often even live up to our own standards, let alone the good pattern that God gives. And there'll be many different aspects and reflections of that. And the practice...
Well, shouldn't we embrace that, all those aspects and reflections, and be more tolerant of all sorts of people?
I don't think...
They're not doing any harm?
We wouldn't want to embrace flaws. We want to...
But we're all flawed.
Well, we are all flawed, but the wonderful promise of Jesus is that he promises us redemption and restoration, that actually we can, that he can bring us back to relationship with God, with friendship with him, and he laid down his life on the cross to achieve that. And that
would he have not fed the 5,000 with a gay cake? If that's all he had, would he have not fed the 5,000 with a gay cake?
I don't understand what a gay cake is. I mean, there's a cake. And
well, exactly. It's just a cake.
They were happy to produce a cake, yes, but it was a cake bearing a slogan, and the issue was the slogan. The issue wasn't the cake. The issue wasn't the customer. The issue was the slogan and what it stood for. And Jesus, I believe, like these Christians who follow him, wouldn't want to be promoting or seem to be promoting something that they actually, fundamentally, they don't believe is in the best interest of individuals or society.
Okay, so what now? What's going to happen now, do you think?
Well, I don't know exactly what will happen. I think I understand that the family are considering an appeal, and I'd be very surprised if this case wasn't appealed, because it does raise very fundamental issues about the place, not just of religious belief, but of deeply held beliefs more generally, and a freedom of conscience, and whether those things can be crushed in this way.
Simon Leaning says, as a Christian, this guy's full of whatever. How can you choose who you love? Makes me sad that you see gay people as second class.
I don't think I suggested they were second class. We to love all people. But love is not simply affirming everything that any of us do or say. It's out of love, encouraging and challenging one another.
But gay people can be in love as much as straight people, sometimes more in love. Do you want to deny people love?
Well, there are all sorts of loves that we don't and that we would recognise that we don't bestow marriage on. I mean, parents love children. That doesn't mean that it's a sexual relationship. It doesn't mean that it's to be labelled as marriage. Friends love one another. Family members love one another. There are all sorts of love. So it's somewhat simplistic and reductionist to suggest
that... So it's the sex you're objecting to?
Certainly, God's good pattern is that the right place for sex, which is a wonderful gift from God, is in the context of a lifelong exclusive union between a man and a woman, what we've historically understood as marriage.
Andrew, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time and arguing your corner this morning. We'll see what people think. Andrew Marsh, Campaigns Manager for Christian Concern.